when he couldn't bring crops in, why he'd bring milk and butter and eggs and things like that, mm-hmm. even dried fruit. And mm-hmm. he just knew how to manage to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Which is not easy.
No, that wasn't easy.
No.
Times were pretty hard when I grew up, and got harder even after Papa passed away because
my... Well, now, when he was on the farm, was this during the Depression?
No. Well, I'll tell you, when he passed away, peace was signed the 11th. Papa died the 6th, before peace was signed, World War I. That was 19 or 18, wasn't it? 18?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not
18
sure.
Or 19, whichever it was. And then, of course, times got hard after that, you remember. And my mother had to work and make a living and raise us. There was no widow's pension, and no welfare, no anything. And we just left the farm when I was about 13 years old and moved back to the city. And Mama bought a little place in town, and we lived, I don't know how many years, I couldn't say exactly, but as we got old enough, of course, we went to work and helped. I was just about 15 years old when I first went to work. And then we lived in here a little while and moved back to the country. And let's see, I don't know how old I was. I went back to school and finished the 8th grade after I was, I think I was about 20 when I finished it. I finished up the 6th and went part of the way through the 7th. Before I ever went to work. And then I worked a while, and I decided I wanted to go back to school. And of course, Mama had moved back to the farm. And I went another year and finished up 8th grade. And I think I learned more that year than
I did all
the rest of my school days. Because I went because I wanted to learn then. Would have liked to have more education, but Mama needed our work. And as the boys began to get old, you know, as they got older, old enough to go to work, mm-hmm. each one went to work and helped out. And of course, I'm thankful and glad that I was able to work. I think boys and girls now, too many of them have had it too easy. Till they don't appreciate what they do have. And that's what I have tried to
do. You have to work really to enjoy having free time.
Yes, I have tried to teach my children that, and when I tell them what a hard time that we had growing up, they hardly believe it. They just think it's more of a tale. They don't really believe that.
I know.
But I told them, I said, if you had to carry up water about a quarter of a mile and carry in wood to wash with and then do the chores at night like I had to do. Of course, I wasn't complaining because I was happy as long as Papa was living and all. We had a real happy home and went to church regularly and of course we were brought up in the church, but my father was a real good Christian man, and he just taught us that way. And then after he passed away, my mother kept us in church.